In recent decades, the relationship between African Americans and Jews in the United States has become strained. In Boston, one effort to forge stronger ties between the two groups has culminated in a new CD. It features freedom songs from both traditions sung by a choir of young blacks and Jews. From member station WBUR, Av Harris reports.
Late one night at the Boys and Girls Club in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood, 12 unlikely sociologists are performing an experiment.
I'm Sarah.
Chantel.
Conchetta.
Alyssa.
Leticia.
Noam.
Daniel.
Bill Murray.
My name's Charles.
Kevin.
One, two, three.
I can feel my freedom running through my veins. Since I waded in the water, I will never be the same.
The young people are the Freedom Music Project. Organized by Perry Smilo, the project grew out of Boston's troubled relations between blacks and whites. More specifically, Smilo says when blacks and Jews try to get together, they often fail to reconcile their differences.
Every time I hear about black-Jewish relationship, to the degree that there is one in any kind of public way, I hear about it as dialogue or discussion. You know, we're going to have a black-Jewish dialogue. We're going to invite the folks from such and such Baptist church over on Thursday evening to chat. That's not how you become friends. It doesn't work. What I observe in everyday life is that the way that one becomes connected in any kind of meaningful way to another human being is through activity and action.
The idea for the project came out of Boston's annual black-Jewish Passover Seder in 1997. Smilo was coordinating the music with a young gospel choir called Power Praise.
A week before the Seder, I got a call back from the choir director who said, you know, I think we found a really great couple of things we can do. Is it okay if we sing in Hebrew? I was like, man, go for it.
One, two, three, go.
Habadim.
I got there that night, and I stood there and listened to this group of young people sing in Hebrew, sing their guts out. They obviously knew what they were singing. They obviously felt what they were singing. And I stood by myself listening to this group, and I cried.
Good, Vix. Good. Do it again from the top.
Then, as now, the choir was led by Leroy Hampton, a veteran R&B record producer turned church music director.
You gotta feel your singing. You gotta feel this. It's gotta be from your heart. All right, so it can't be something where you all just got the notes, I have my part. Make sure you're expressing what you're feeling, okay? Basically, you have to do this.
The group is rehearsing the song Avadim Hayinu, whose words translate to, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. Now you are free." One of the tenors in the group, Kevin Vadiak, says once the black members of the choir understood the language, the song came naturally.
Just the message behind it, we were now slaves. We were slaves and now we're free. I mean, for us, you know, as African Americans, it means just as much to us as to the Jews because we were slaves and now we're free. And also in terms of our faith, we feel that before God came into our lives, we were slaves. But now that we have God, now we're free.
For the Freedom Music Project, Vadiak and the other singers from the gospel choir were paired with 9 young Jews from the suburbs outside of Boston. When they got together, they discovered the Jews learned their parts by reading sheet music. Most of the black singers learned by ear. Bass Noam Katz says it was one of several differences they had to overcome.
How do you make a friend with a person that you never would have talked to? How do you learn a piece of music that you've never been exposed to? So people had to find their own way some of the time, but we lift each other up and we encourage each other and joke with each other.
Noam Katz's fellow joker in the bass section, Charles Chucky Roberts, says the Jewish musicians also had plenty to learn.
When we first started singing, you could tell the Jewish kids, they were kind of stiff at first. And we were like, I mean, we, you know, black people, we get into our music, like, you know, easily, you know, we feel the music. But like after, you know, maybe 3 or 4 rehearsals, I mean, you know, making friends and just, you know, really just bugging out with each other, everybody just got, you know, just so loose and everything that, I mean, the Jewish kids, they were dancing better than us and everything, you know.
This is not to say that everything went smoothly. Some of the Jewish singers couldn't handle some arrangements, and that raised tensions between the two groups. But the point of the Freedom Music Project was to learn to work through difficulties, according to organizer Perry Smilow.
The whole idea of the project was, instead of having a dialogue, was to actually bring together people from two different backgrounds who shared, and this is the most important thing, who shared an interest, a common interest. And the common interest is music. These folks didn't just sort of fall out of the sky together. These are 18 people who start with a starting place of that they adore music, that they love to sing, that they'll do anything to hang out and sing. And oh, by the way, there's this little extra thing we're going to do called Change the World.
Perry Smilow has big dreams, but she is happy to have made a start with the new CD called the Freedom Music Project. The group that recorded it is no longer together. They've gone their separate ways to college and other places. But they say they'll stay in touch with each other. Smilow is assembling a new group of singers to take on tour. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Boston.